Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine the Brain Terso, and I'm here with my friend Samantha. Samantha is amazing, and I'm so excited to have her as a panelist on the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit happening on July 12th. So, Miss Samantha, in case people don't know you, which they should, could you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure thing. I'm the founder and lead copywriter at Nomad Copy Agency. So Nomad, I spend most of my time traveling. Copy, I write really great sales copy. Ultimately, my career started in sales. So I know a ton about sales. And that's what makes me unique as a copywriter is there's nothing wrong with where other people came from. But I take my unique angle of everything is about conversion and none of it should feel salesy, as they may say. So that's where I come from. Yeah.
That is one of the things I notice the most when I talk to people about the follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
The follow-up is I don't want to come off as salesy. So yeah. Do you have kind of a strategy that you use when you're writing copy to like make an offer, but not sound salesy, because that's like the thing that people want to do, but they're so terrified of it.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good question. And really what it comes down to is using the client's language.
Mm.
So even in my automated follow-ups, I have an area where I customize. Literally, I put in words that they said during our conversation, and there's psychology behind it. There's sales tactics behind it. However you want to see it, it just helps them feel really heard.
Yeah.
And it's a good exercise for you in listening. And if you're writing future copy, it's a good exercise to start collecting, like, how are people talking about their problems so that I can write better copy in the future? Like, there's a ripple effect to being able to do that.
Yeah. If someone is, I know that, when should people do it themselves and when should they hire a copywriter? Like when's it okay to DIY it? And when are you like, no, this is much bigger than you and you need professional help.
Yeah. So I'm picturing like the Kermit the Frog meme of like, this is just my opinion though. Right. My opinion is that if it is your first time targeting a new audience or creating a new offer, it's a great time to DIY it.
Okay.
The reason behind that is because copywriting is an investment that includes a comma in the price.
Right.
If you're getting a great copywriter, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you need to test that audience, you need to test out that offer. You need to be back to basics. This is what's included. It doesn't matter if that copy goes onto a Google Doc or a really well-designed sales page. My opinion is that first round, you do it yourself.
Okay.
Because you want to be able to give your copywriter data and you want to say, these are the testimonials that came from that. These, maybe you think that you're launching to group A, but it's like 8.5, or it ends up actually being group B that resonates with your copy. So then you need to make adjustments and you want to be able to give your copywriter really great data on who they're targeting and what they're selling. And typically something changes after the first round.
I love that. I love being able to, I love to write stuff, you know what I mean? But I also like, I want it to sound like me. I want it to have my personality. So how do you capture that for your client and use that as part of providing a great customer experience?
So what I do for my people is I record our kickoff calls. I ask my people to write very little And a lot of times, if you've worked with a branding specialist, including a designer or VA or copywriter, you've had to fill out some super long questionnaire, which is great. And I love that that's part of other people's processes. But for me, if I can hear you talk about your offer, it makes it a lot easier for me to infuse that personality into the copy. So for people who are DIYing, how do you do that for yourself? Is one, perhaps you do record a conversation, even if it's a conversation with yourself on Zoom, and hearing about where are the places that I really light up? You know, what are things that I say repeatedly? And then you go back. So you may write the facts and then you go back and infuse that personality into your copy.
Love that. Yeah. Even if you were to like tell your bestie, hey, bestie, I think everybody needs to have a business bestie. I'm not even going to lie. Get your business bestie on a Zoom or whatever and say, ask me questions and just record it and let it, let it come out. And I think that's a really, really great idea. The panel that you're going to be on is going to be probably my favorite panel just because, you know, I love technology. And so I'm wondering if you can share about how do you use technology to enhance your customer experience?
Yeah. And I love that I got to be on that panel versus one that's just like marketing stuff, because that's where I would naturally fit into. But with this technology, it's, I'm a copywriter. I don't actually do my own tech. I have someone on my team who does it for me. However, your tech person, or if you are your tech person, has to input copy into those automations. Yes. So automations can be as simple as a one-time out of office. Like that's probably the easiest automation you can possibly set up. Yep. But we've all gotten that one out of office that's just like so fun to read. And you're like, oh my gosh, you're in the Bahamas or you're in Bellevue, Washington. Like, you know,
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Where you're at, but you're like, I feel like I learned something about this person and their personality from this out of office. So I love that panel. I love using tech in my business because what tech allows me to do is be present when I'm not. Yes. And, you know, we've all seen those things where it's like, I got 5 leads while I was sleeping or something, but it's possible even for micro businesses. You know, it really is. I really believe that, and tech makes that possible. And scheduling things allows you to take mental health days and still show up in your business. And it allows you to go on vacation and still get leads. And it has to be done really well. And part of that done really well is the tech implementation. But the other part of that is saying it in a way that feels like it's not automatic. And that's where copy comes in.
Yeah. Absolutely. I finally got to experience that concept of not babysitting your business and letting my business, letting the automations work for me. Cause I went to Paris for 2 weeks. Right. Yeah. And I was like, I was so worried, but I had everything set up and I had a person, an actual live body on standby as a person that my clients could reach out to in the event of a 911, because, you know, there's an 8-hour time difference. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing stuff and I'm not going to necessarily be at a computer where I can help navigate and troubleshoot for someone. And so, and when we came back, I was like, how did it go? She's like, only 2 people reached out and I really couldn't even help them. And I was like, oh, okay. So it made me feel really good though, that like I can take time off, right? And having these automations in place allowed me to do that. And so it made me just feel really good that I can do that again and that nobody died, nothing burned down. Like everything was just fine because I set it up, the foundation of it. I set it up in advance to work the way that it works with intention. And I got to see it practice in motion and it was so freaking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's so fun. And like every so often I'll get an email where somebody's responding to something that I wrote years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's part of a funnel and it seemed so personal when I wrote it that it elicited a personal response from them.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool and fun that we're able to do that. And I have so much respect for tech VAs and all of the people who do all of that, because it's funny because when my person goes out of town, I'm the business owner, but she's my business manager. And when she goes out of town, she's out of town this week. And I literally woke up this morning being like, hope I don't burn it down today. saying. So it goes both ways, right? Like we can take time off, but also our tech people set things up so that they can take time off.
My VA also happened to be on vacation at the same time. And so, because otherwise she would have just done it. But I was like, no, you're not going to do stuff while you're spending time in Rome with your mom. Like we're just both taking vacation at the same time. And it works out beautifully, honestly, because, you know, like it would just make it so much easier.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I believe everybody needs to be able to take time off, and having technology and that support in place allows you to do that and still provide a good customer experience.
Like that's the 100%. Whole
thing, right? Was how can I still provide a good customer experience if I'm not in the office?
Yes.
Automation.
Yeah. Technology. And imagine if you had to, because they used to say, I went through marketing school. I have degrees in marketing and international business. And what I learned in my advertising class is that it took 8 touches before somebody purchased. And that touch might be that they saw a billboard and then they got a personal call and then they were watching local news and they saw the ad. Well, we don't live in that world anymore. And I only graduated college a decade ago.
Yeah.
So we need a lot more touches. And with all the white noise on the internet, they have to be really highly personalized touches to increase the quality, because it's not just quantity.
Yeah.
And we don't get to behave like Trident gum or Coca-Cola or whatever we're, you know, McDonald's, whatever we're seeing the advertisements and interacting with those advertisements for. So the potency of our communication is so important. And 100%. It just, they play hand in hand. It's not tech or copy. It's tech and copy.
Yeah. 100%. Couldn't agree with you more. I am so excited to continue this conversation with you on July 12th during our panel. Yeah. Thank you so much for agreeing to be a part of it. I'm so excited to have you. You know, we became friends and like, you know, whatever you want to call it, a couple of years ago, I think. And I love that we've been able to stay in touch and just check in and see and support each other in a variety of different ways. So yay, I'm just so excited. So thank you.
Yeah, 100%. I'll talk to you on the 12th.
Yay. Okay, see you guys later. Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at elaineturso.com.